Kevin, just how bad is it going to get?
What we're dealing with is our old low pressure is going to go over into parts of Colorado and then curl up into the southwestern Wyoming area. That creates easterly flow, so we get these east winds that, hey, we've dealt with these in the past, and we know how destructive they can be. Right now, the prime corridor is North Salt Lake to Tremonton, and the potential for Saturday afternoon into Saturday night and into Sunday, we're looking at winds steady at 40 to 55 miles an hour and gusts of 70 miles an hour plus possible in this zone. Cache Valley is going to have winds of 50 to 60 miles an hour, and Salt Lake to Provo, a little less, so 30 to 40 mile an hour winds, but gusts of 50 even in those areas. So again, the prime zone, North Salt Lake to Tremonton, it's kind of the steepest Wasatch Range, and that's where the winds crash down. But it is most definitely going to be a change. So if you've got a chance to get out, get the patio furniture put away and the garbage cans tucked in, anything that could be blown around in an east wind event, you want to secure because it's going to be strong tomorrow afternoon.
Boy, and usually those winds are bringing something in, but it doesn't look like it with all the sunshine that's coming.
Well, and that's what's different about this is because southern Utah is going to get a storm system that has rain and snow for the weekend. We're actually going to deal with just the winds that are coming from an old storm. So yesterday's rain, that's actually the storm that's creating all the winds for us tomorrow. So it isn't blowing anything in. It's actually blowing itself out, and it's the winds leaving it behind that we're going to deal with. So bunker down and hunker down.
Well, we know the canyons tend to exacerbate those winds too, right?
Well, this is a different pattern. So this isn't a canyon wind event, and that's typically set up between two pressure differences.
Right. Uh-huh.
This is an east wind event, which is air circulating around a low pressure. So it is going to be strong near the canyons, but it isn't going to be forced through the canyons. It's going to come over the top of the mountains, which is a little different than some of the canyon wind events we've had. This is called an east wind event because it's coming from the east and it's rolling over the mountains and then down into the valley.